Democratic Governor Daniel Malloy claims the move, the first of a two-year increase that will see the state minimum wage rise to $9 an hour by 2015, places Connecticut at the forefront of the movement to increase the national minimum wage.
I would very much embrace the national minimum wage moving to $10 an hour, as many Democrats in the Congress of the United States are now supporting. On the other hand, we are taking measured steps in Connecticut to lead that effort on a national basis, and that's what we celebrate today.
The national or federal minimum wage is currently $7.25 an hour. Connecticut businesses must pay the state minimum wage. Small businesses and some GOP opponents have argued the increase will be difficult for employers to absorb. But Malloy says economists do not see a downside. He says low wages contribute to low spending. The state labor department says between 65,000 and 70,000 workers in Connecticut were paid the minimum wage last year. That's about 4% of the state's labor force. Ebong Udama, WSH News.